Lac Labiche. The Lac Labiche Remembrance Day ceremony put on by the Lac Labiche Legion will be held at the Cenotaph outside the Legion building on November 11. This will be the second year in a row, due to COVID-19 precautions, that officials have reverted back to the outdoor setting after moving from open-air services at the McGrane Branch's Cenotaph to the indoor fieldhouse at the Bold Center in 2014. The possibility of holding the ceremony at the Bold Center was not an option for the Legion this year due to safety precautions issued from the Royal Canadian Legion Command, says Lac Labiche Royal Canadian Legion McGrane Branch 28 President Danny Stevens. Braving the cold and COVID changes, the decision to move the ceremonies indoors was originally made to create a more comfortable setting for aging veterans, family members and community members, shielding them from the often chilly weather and winds from the lakeside cenotaph setting. At the time, there was some opposition to the move, arguing that half an hour to an hour of uncomfortable climate was a small price to pay compared to the sacrifices made by military members. Despite the exposure to the elements, this year's return to the outdoor setting may draw more people since COVID transmission rates are said to be reduced in outdoor settings. Whatever the reason, Stevens hopes community members will attend the ceremony, pay their respects, and remember. Show up, take a half an hour out of your life, especially on that day, and remember, he says. The lasting impact and courage of veterans have left Stevens eager to continually create a Remembrance Day ceremony and annual events to honor veterans throughout the year. I lost some relatives in the war and we have to remember these people, that's the whole mission of the Legion, says Stevens, to remember the veterans from the past, and help the ones that are alive and in need of aid. Although outdoors, this year's service will see some changes due to ongoing pandemic measures. The wreath-laying portion of the event will be changed, and CFB Cold Lake military personnel will not be taking part in the service due to travel and parade restrictions. Event details: the event will start promptly at 10:45 a.m., says Stevens. Attendees should arrive prior to the cenotaph, at the Legion on Churchill Drive, in order to accommodate speeches and the regularly scheduled moment of silence. The Legion will be open after the Remembrance Day ceremony for community members. However, Alberta's COVID-19 restrictions exemption program is in place and attendees who visit the Legion will have to provide proof of vaccinations.